This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you by our friends at Polar Service Center. I should say centers, as in plural, as in there's 30 of them plus in North America. And guess what? Two are right here in the great state of North Dakota. Polar Service Centers, they do tank trailer manufacturing out of their facility in Minnesota, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. But the tank service centers are where they service the tank trailers they build. And other tank trailers as well, obviously, but a lot of Polar tank trailers. They've expanded in the Bakken because there's such a need for quality mechanical work. So they do it now bumper to bumper. They do it on the, you know, the cab as well as the trailers. So bumper to bumper service as well. And they're hiring, looking for great new employees to join their team at Polar Service Center. These folks were just in Killdeer to start and then expanded into Williston just when the oil price, kind of in the middle of that downturn, and really said, well, we see this as an opportunity. There's more opportunity. Our competitors are leaving. Our competitors are shutting down. And so we're going to build up and really have been a bold company that's really done well. And so they have constantly through this needed more people and hired a lot of our fine listeners. So we think that's pretty cool. So if you're interested in up to $32 per hour, that's what I said. And, you know, housing in Killdeer, housing allowance in Williston, but up to $32 an hour. Call Terry. He's the HR man. He'll get you in with a kind of pre-interview and then into the system. 507-696-1164. Tank trailer mechanic service technicians. If you know the mechanical world, they got a job for you. Great benefits. Great company to work for. Great pay. Up to $32 an hour. Call Terry at 507-696-1164. Ed Schaefer will join us next break, the president of the University of North Dakota. We're going to talk about Shyla Schaefer, his stepmother, who was laid to rest over the weekend, died at 90 years of age, at beautiful, beautiful funeral services. I love funeral services that lift you up, that are a celebration of life, and this one certainly was. It was though she was trying to give one last gift to her friends and family, is what it seemed to me. I'm going to test that theory on that, but that's what I took away from it. My wife Marie and I were there, Lutheran Church of the Cross, not far from Bismarck State College on Saturday morning, 10 a.m., very beautiful service. It was very nice. And then Michael Lindell, the founder, the inventor, the main man behind MindPillow, is going to be here. We always enjoy our conversations with Mike, so that coming up as well. A lot of leftover comments about our conversation about Trump earlier, and I want to play you an analysis because I think it's one of the better ones I've heard about Donald Trump. And this one is from Sean Hannity of the Fox News Channel, who tonight is interviewing Donald Trump for a full hour. I have an excerpt of that as well. But first, here is Hannity's analysis. I want to see what you think of this.
What I find is that there's a lot of analysis going on, and all of it is how to stop Trump, how to defeat Trump. It's coming from two sides. You have the establishment side that doesn't like him, but they don't like Ted Cruz either. And then you have some conservatives that view, hey, wait a minute, he's the constitutional conservative in this race, and Donald Trump is new to the conservative movement, or more of a populist conservative. So with all that said, I think the big story that has come out of the campaign so far, Brett, is that the establishment is lost, and they've been beaten badly, and rather than being introspective, you know, they're thinking of ways to anger people even more,
sure,
instead of realizing they caused a lot of what's going on here tonight.
Yeah, I think that's pretty darn good. That's Sean Hannity from earlier last week after the last round of voting. Stop Trump. So whoever says that? I mean, this is about, you know, I mean, again, another opponent does when you're Trump, but from the establishment, it just seems to be ill-placed. Speaking of the establishment, Karl Rove is going to join us Friday on the program. Karl and I go way back, and he was kind enough to write the foreword for the book that I wrote, and I met him early on in the Bush years and just kind of hit it off with him. He's just a very nice fellow. I really like Karl a lot. He's a good human being, really is a good guy, and I know his political views are not popular in the conservative movement these days, but wanted to get a chance to you know, talk a little about his views of Trump and why he is getting the traction that he is. He's also written a book, Karl is, about William McKinley, that's really interesting.
and it sort of puts into context all that was a tough election that McKinley was in. Was it 1896 maybe? I can't remember the year, but we're going to talk a little bit about what history can tell us about this particular cycle. So, but I think Hannity's nailed it there, in my opinion. Really has it well. Here is Donald Trump talking about the delegate count and that battle, an excerpt from the interview with Hannity tonight on Fox News Channel. Let's roll that.
There's something going on. You know, they want to get it into a convention, and then they'll steal it. And if, you know, I signed a pledge, to me a pledge means something. They signed a pledge, too. I'm not sure it means very much. If I'm right up there, mm-hmm. let's say I'm 50 delegates short, all right? If I'm 50 delegates short and somebody else is 500 or 600 delegates short, I don't mind that one as much as somebody else that comes out that maybe got defeated during the process, because that's what's going to happen. So I think that we are going to get there. I think we're going to get there on the delegate count, and let's see what happens. I think it's going to be good.
That Donald Trump from the interview that, as I say, will air on Fox News Channel tonight in detail. And, you know, this is where the latest brouhaha came up before the weekend rally, in which someone threw a punch at a protester, that he said, you know, if you steal this from me, there's going to be a riot. And I you know, again, we need to define riot, right? But I don't think riot means, okay, I'm going to start shooting the person next to me in some kind of a duel. I think a riot means you're going to be, you know, chaos and people mad and everything else. They can't do that. I think they know that. There's another story floating around today that Trump is going to meet with officials in Washington, D.C. So I wouldn't be surprised if at some point they start some kind of kumbaya here. It's you would think it's got to be, you know, pretty amazing. And I said a long time ago, Rubio out, Kasich out, and then you have an actual race between Cruz and Trump. Well, Rubio got out, but late, and Kasich's still not out. So that was about the only chance to prevent anybody but Donald Trump from getting the top number of delegates. So what now? That's what we ask. Here's a few of your comments. The texter says, don't necessarily like the Donald, but at least he has the grapefruits to say what needs to be said. America needs a big-time overhaul. Well, saying what needs to be said and tapping into the anger that's out there is why he's doing as well as he's doing. Todd says, how many Trump supporters are protesting at Hillary and Bernie rallies? You can't make someone responsible for another's actions. Yeah. Facebook message says, why are you so closed-minded? It must be talking about Todd. Cutting down our president every day. Yeah, that's Todd. I can't get him to stop.
Oh, my God.
And at the same time, you have a governor who screwed up the state. Maybe in time you two will grow up and get real. Oh, now I see where you two. Oh, COO. So I thought he was dissing both of us, Todd, but no. Closed-minded. All right, am I closed-minded, folks? Do I cut down our president every day? Remember, I have this little rule where I try very hard.
If you do, you're not the only one, you know.
I know, but I haven't heard the buzzer in a while, so I don't think I'm doing too much of it.
I put it away.
But what else does he say? A governor screwed up. I don't think North Dakota screwed up. In fact, you know, North Dakota's budget challenges right now that are not exactly the sky's falling budget challenges. They are, we have a pot of rainy day funds, and we're going to need to use most of that. And then we're going to have to cut some spending. That's very different than the national stage. So the governor will join us tomorrow, by the way, if in fact that's what you're talking about. Jeff in Jamestown on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Go, Jeff, you're up.
I do like bacon. It is the best.
There's nothing like it on this planet, is there? I had some last night, as a matter of fact. No. Applewood. Good stuff.
How Cruz and Clinton are alike. Ted Cruz's wife is in the upper echelon of Goldman Sachs, and Goldman Sachs pays Hillary's on their payroll. If this isn't enough to put everybody off on those two, I don't know what is.
So the fact that Cruz is married to someone that works in a big Wall Street firm is enough for you to say no thanks, no how on Cruz?
Yes, I don't want anybody tied to Goldman Sachs. They are the crew who brought you the last mess, and they're well on their way doing it again, offering new products of the same old credit default swaps under a new name.
So do you think she, says, hey, Ted, this is the way you need to think and this is the way you need to vote because I got my Wall Street job depending on it?
Are you married?
I am, yes.
And you don't take any orders from your wife?
Well, orders is a little strong. Yes, dear. I've been known to say, you know, time or two, just to, you know. She's usually right. So, I mean, you just go with what's right.
Okay,
you know?
So we're square. These two smell, and that's why I don't like Trump.
My wife works for Stanford Health. She's a physical therapist, or an occupational therapist, rather. She's going to slap me around now. And you know, she doesn't try to influence me. She does her job, and I do mine. So
I've had enough of Goldman Sachs being in government at every turn the last 40 years. And everywhere they go, disaster follows.
Here's the deal on Trump. He's not taking his orders from anyone, right?
That's correct.
And as much as I like Ted Cruz, and I believe Ted Cruz would be a fine president and fix a lot of what's wrong with this country, I really do, he's still got to go out and get money from a lot of different people. And part of that game. And you know what? Trump does not. So I think that's a lot of the reason people just, I want somebody that doesn't have to be beholden to anyone. Jeff, appreciate the call. Thank you. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming 2016 machinery auctions feature the following harvest equipment: a 9770 STS combine, only 500 hours; two 2013 S680 John Deere combines with only 900 hours; a Brent 1594 1600 bushel grain cart; and four newer John Deere headers, and much, much more. For detailed information on these items and many more, log on to Piper's.com.
Business owners, listen up. Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers in North Dakota. Art, how you doing?
Good, Scott. Thanks for having me.
I'd like to talk to Mr. and Mrs. Business Owner out there that want to know that Sunbelt is the right firm to represent their company in a sales situation. Tell us how you're different.
Sunbelt in North Dakota operates primarily in the small to middle market. Most of our sales close at $5 million or less, but we have worked on deals up to $20 million. Our average sales size runs at about $650,000.
In addition to the size and the sales price, an important factor is finding qualified buyers. How do you do that?
Sunbelt of North Dakota has worked over the years creating a buyer's network so we can match prospective buyers with the right business. We also screen those buyers to make sure that the financial capacity and their business acumen line up with the seller.
Simple as a phone call, folks. Art Rosenberg and his team at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Trump is a nightmare. I'd have to refer to Hillary as a horror story. Have a good day, guys.
All right. I think you were sort of talking about a call last hour that we had a conversation with somebody who was loving Hillary and thinking that she would wipe the floor with Trump. as I recall. So that's probably who you're talking about there. I'm guessing. Appreciate the call. Kevin Falcon in Williston is somebody I'd like you to get to know. Kevin's at the Heedalls location there. Heedalls has it. They have the parts you need when you need it, but they also have, in addition to the parts, great people. Great people that find the parts, that know the parts, that are, you know, the kind of folks that you walk in the door and they know what you need before you even say it, you know? Just that kind of great service. Kevin is ASE certified in auto and truck, and you're going to find many, many professionals at Heedalls are. They've got that ASE certified. So that's not different than when you go to a shop to get something worked on. These are the folks that, that know the parts. Same deal. They're ASE certified. Isn't that great? And Kevin's been there a number of years, like so many of the folks. There's family members there. You know them. They know you. It's like family. It really is. I asked Kevin what he's driving these days, what he's working on. A lot of vehicles. A lot going. 36 Ford pickup was my favorite. Fun story. There's 67 Cutlass working on most recently from the ground up. Basically, it was his first car. He's had it since 73. I would love to have my first car and to be able to work on it. Wouldn't that be great? Unbelievable. We're waiting for Mr. Schaefer. We're trying to track him down, so we'll keep working on that. He's the president of UND, folks. He can get busy now. Called into meetings. Glenn, on the road, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Glenn.
Yeah, that guy that just called in, Jeff, was about, his he, name?
You talking about the guy that loved bacon?
Yeah.
And by the way, somebody just texted me, he must love Cloverdale bacon. I don't know that he said it, but that's what I was thinking. Because there's only one kind. There's only one kind. But, yeah, that guy. Now, I know who you're talking about now. Now we're tracking together, Glenn.
Okay. Well, he was talking about Goldman Sachs. And what he needs to do is go down to Barnes & Noble and get the book Stealing America. And he'll find out who was at fault for that Goldman Sachs thing and everything. It was, I can't remember the guy's name that wrote it. He's from India. But Elkin and Obama and Hillary and Sharpton and Jackson comes to mind quite a bit in that book, and it's called Stealing America. If you really want to understand what the Democratic Party is all about, then he'll find out what happened to the banking situation.
Yeah, I mean, they're not Lily White on Wall Street, but that's collectively kind of been the way they've gone. If you ask me what happened, why did we have that meltdown, I'd go back to things like the Carter years, saying banks, you got to give loans to people who really shouldn't have loans for homes, right?
And in that one chapter, that's what it's all about.
And then the Fannie Freddie business where they just keep adding on more and more and more. It was a house of cards that was going to fall, right?
Yeah, don't even get me started on that.
No, I hear you, because a lot of people got hurt. It was a big darn mess. But, yeah, I don't know if you point that to any one Wall Street firm. So, good points, Glenn, and hopefully you've given them a tip you'll take, right? Appreciate that. Who's the caller that is chastising me for inviting Carl Rove on the program? Oh, want to roll that, Todd? Go ahead and roll that. Others, welcome on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline here, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also text Todd at 701-226-0553. What's that, Todd? What's your
Scott,
now?
Oh, sorry, but Carl Rove is a charter member of the East Coast Beltway elites that look down on us conservatives. Rove hates conservatives.
Hate.
Why bother having him on his show? Do you need ratings that bad that you have to antagonize your listeners?
Well, first of all, as far as ratings, we love them. We love them. Because they're very important to what we do. And then you hear advertisers, and then you shop there, and that's good. So, but, it isn't like, okay, we're going to tick off the listeners today, so let's put Carl Rove on the program. Carl Rove's a newsmaker, and by the way, his book about the 1896 election and William McKinley has some parallels, so I wanted to talk a little bit about that. He's a history buff, and then get his take on what's going on. But you can just text in your questions for him. Carl, why do you hate conservatives? Start with that one. That'll be real warm and fuzzy for him. Anyway, but tune in, and I think you'll find out he does not have horns. We did find Ed Schaefer, the good president of the great University of North Dakota. Hello, Ed. Welcome back to the program. How are you?
Well, I'm good. I just clicked in when you were talking about people hating conservatives, and I thought maybe should I be on the show or what? You know.
Well, I think they love you, even though you're conservative. They love you. Well, yeah. And I just think the caller seems to think that Karl Rove hates conservatives. I'm not so sure that's the case, but it's at least the conservatives he wants to pick, probably to be president. I don't know. Yeah. But no, we're glad you're here. How are you doing, by the way?
I'm doing well, thank you, Scott. It's been kind of a jumbled up week, but. You know, things are settling in, and the realities are, you know, you get on with the family and back to work and all those kinds of things. And after a, you know, death of a strong personality and a gluing together member of the family, then all of a sudden things are different and you set off into a new world.
You know, I was struck at the service that and, you know, it was referenced in some of the comments by the pastor and some of the individuals that spoke. But it was like I was at a funeral where I was getting a message from someone that I was there to, you know, to lay to rest, right? To say goodbye to.
Yeah.
I mean, were there lessons for all of us in that service by design?
Well, I think the service was wonderful, Scott. Thank you for being there. It was a nice and comforting friendship that you were. The service kind of took on the life and personality of Sheila Schaefer. The music, the comments, the sermon, the flowers, you know, everything that were there kind of came together and you went, this is who Sheila Schaefer is, or was. This is what Sheila Schaefer stood for. And there were a lot of messages in there. Sister Thomas Welder, you know, did one of the comments, and she was talking about love on the loose, you know, about how love, you know, spreads and how Sheila spread the love to everybody, no matter who, if she knew you or not, or, you know, whatever. You just had this sense of, you know, she laid eyes on you and loved you, and how that, you know, made such a difference in the community of those around her, and how that inspired people to you know, spread that love to others, or to you know, share that generosity of her personalities with others. You know, it was inspirational. So there were messages all over there about her faith, about her love of people, about her hospitality, her commitment to North Dakota, her commitment to Medora, her commitment to her family, loud and clear over and over again.
Absolutely amazing. And I know... Well, I could talk about it for a long time. Unfortunately, we caught you a little late into the segment, so we're going to have to let you go here. But I'm really struck by our story and the message we all got out of it. It was a wonderful service, and just wanted to let you know we were thinking of you and the entire family on the loss of, just like your dad, quite the legend. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Scott.
Sheila Schaefer, lost her 91 years of age, laid to rest on Saturday. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hey, everyone. With 20-plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans, these high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees, they keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Of reasons to purchase the best pillow on the planet Earth. Good night's sleep, which leads to better health. Most important thing to your health is your sleep. Most important thing to your sleep, my pillow, right? That's pretty important. Great deals. We have an exclusive deal for our listeners now that you get the four pillows, two classic, two travel pillows for under $100. That's a great deal. So, you know, a great deal, right? I could go on and on. The 60-night money-back guarantee, the 10-year warranty, great quality product, made in the USA, right in our neighboring Minnesota. Fantastic. Here's another one. Their generosity. Our friend Mike Lindell, who is the inventor, he's the guy behind this wonderful product. Joins us, as he does every once in a while on What's On Your Mind, to talk about what's happening at MyPillow. And we're going to talk a little bit about their generosity today and what they're doing as a company to make sure other folks get a great night's sleep. Mike, how are you?
Real good, Scott. How are you doing out there?
Doing fantastic, by golly. All across the Northern Plains, a lot of folks are getting a better night's sleep thanks to you and the good work of everybody at the MyPillow World headquarters. Well, I wanted folks to know just how darn generous you guys are. I mean, we've talked about the vets before and how you take good care of the vets. And now I just heard a story about the Salvation Army getting this giant donation from you. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, this is my third donation to Salvation Army. This, you know, my heart goes out to them. There's a lot of addicts there. I was a former addict, you know, that I quit everything January 16, 2009. I was a former cocaine and crack addict, and a lot of these guys down there that locally here I've talked to personally, and the Salvation Army just does so much good for homeless and people in need, and we gave out a couple thousand pillows to help to all their beds in their treatment facilities and now coming up on April 16th. They're opening a new store where all the money goes to help those in need. And I just did a couple commercials for the Salvation Army that we're going to air here in the Twin Cities. And I'm going to be at their grand opening and help them out. And we're going to give out another 2,000 pillows where all the funds go to the Salvation Army. So I just like giving back. I know where my humble beginnings came from, and doing shows throughout the Midwest here for 10 years, and with all my own adversity, and that's, my heart just goes to give back.
You have mentioned before when you've been on that date of January 16th, 2009, so that's obviously etched right there forever when you decided, boom, I'm not doing this anymore, which I think is marvelous. And I hope you're an inspiration to so many other people who might be, you know, within the chains of addiction, to know that I can break loose of those chains and then go on to build a company everybody knows about. It becomes a household name. It's a really great story, and I'm glad you do it. Not a lot of people do, you know, end up so public about the trials right. they've had. So good for you. Glad you do it.
Right. Yeah. You know, I've got a book coming out this fall, and it tells it's my you know my life story. And if you by the time you read the book, if you don't believe in God, you didn't read the book. I mean, there's so much adversity and it's with God all things are possible. And I have had so much. I'm very open about my addictions because I think everybody struggles is you know with or knows somebody that struggles with addiction and they. And it helps, and I believe my story will help a lot of people. You know, you got to have hope when you got to have hope, and I think it's a story of hope. And the you know, right now I employ over 750 employees right now, and all of them, you know, within my own company, we help our employees if they're struggling with something, we get them help, and it's you know, instead of having traditional where you keep a file on them where three strikes you're out, I like to find out, you know, the root cause if they are having problems, because there's usually something behind it, you know, if they're struggling at work or if they're struggling in their personal life.
Yeah, exactly right. No question about it. And you can't help but notice the necklace that you have with the cross as well in your commercials, which I think is another way for you to, you know, do your part to talk about how you got to where you're at. So I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's you know, I get comments on that all the time going, well, in this day and age, you're pretty open about your faith, and that's the way it should be. That's how I got where I'm at. I didn't get through all this by myself, you know, and I believe that, you know, I was given this amazing, product, you know, my pillow in a dream, and I, you know, right from God himself is what I'm thinking, you know, it's helped now. We've sold over 13 million pillows, and it's just a blessing to be able to help so many people get, because sleep, it does, it affects everything you do, and for people to get great sleep now is just, you know, it affects how you deal with other people, and it affects how you do with your family, how you do at work, how you play. You know, everyone says, well, we spend a third of our life sleeping. It's the other two-thirds of your life that of how that sleep, if it's quality sleep, how that affects you.
No kidding. Absolutely. Before we move on from the generosity of what you're doing, so how do you decide? I know you have a foundation, and you know, in this case, you gave a 1,000 pillows of Salvation Army. You said you did that before. I mean, how do you pick your charities?
We you know what? With my foundation, with my pillow, you know, we get requests every day, and we first find out if it's really valid need, we validate it to, because, you know, there are people that still reach out and they, you know, they're just scam artists, you know, but most of the ones are legitimate needs, and we try and cover them all, if it's a big foundation like the Salvation Army, we look to see how much of the money actually goes to the people in need. The Salvation Army is a great one, and we do veterans, you know, different veteran places too. I do in Minnesota. I do it's these cancer. It's called Hope. I think they're called Hope something. It's cancer victims where they have facilities where they treat the cancer people, and we've donated pillows or money to them. But it's basically I like to give our money to a place, you know, where I know that the money, you know, they're not just getting 5 cents on a dollar going to the actual person in need. You know what I mean? And so we do our due diligence, and we really check out the people. That's one. It's a big. It's a big part of me, and my own foundation we're developing right now is going to be amazing. Where you can specifically say where the need's going to go, and you're going to know that it's going to get there.
We're talking to Mike Lindell. Mike is the inventor of the My Pillow. For our audience, they hear me talking about it, and I'm able to be passionate about it because I sleep on one. So it's easy to say I can't explain it, but I'm just telling you there's nothing else like it. And very noticeable difference. A good example, the other night I had it in the washer, and I forgot to throw it in the dryer. So it's, you know, it's bedtime and I got a wet pillow, right? So I got to sleep on something else. I mean, I have one-tenth the normal night's rest that I would with my pillow. It's just unbelievable. What makes it different? What is the difference between between what everybody else thinks is a good pillow and my pillow.
Right, and everybody out there, you know, when I invented this pillow, I had problems sleeping. My pillows would collapse. I'd use my arm. I'd flip flop all night. Wake up with a neck ache or maybe a headache. And what that was is that my neck wasn't kept straight during the night, and I thought I was just weird. I thought but then now I know everybody has the same problems. And what my pillow does, I spent 2 years inventing it. It's a patented fill where you move it. There's three different sizes. There, one's the size of a quarter, one's the size of a dime, and one's the size of down. And where you move it, it takes 6 pounds of pressure to hold that pillow in position, and your average head weighs 10 to 12 pounds. So you take the pillow and you move it and you make it exactly to fit you exactly. So like if you get comfortable on another pillow that's out there, it goes flat during the night, like a down pillow, there's nothing worse. You're going to lose that height. You're going to be re-fluffing it all night. Where my pillow, it keeps your neck straight. It's soft, but yet supportive, as you know, Scott. You make the pillow fit you instead of, the industry has told us, well, here's this curved pillow that, when they came out with memory foam, that's a good example. And everybody goes, wow, I'm going to buy this. And they were all like $100, over $100 a piece for this chunk of memory foam. But we all have different necks, that industry, I wouldn't wear your shoes, you wouldn't wear mine. We all have different size body shapes, and for them to tell us one size pillow fits us all, it's not true. Where my pillow, you can adjust it to fit you as an individual, to your exact needs. Doesn't matter if you're side, back, stomach sleeper, and then you avoid those sleep interruptions. You get to sleep faster, you get into a REM and then a delta sleep. Faster, you stay there longer, so you're getting quality sleep, and that's what sleep's all about. It's not how much time we spend in bed. Another thing my pillow does is stays cool. You're not flipping it to the other side. That's another reason we get sleep interruptions. And then when I invented it, I wanted it to have everything. All those things you talk about that you last 10 years, you can wash and dry it. We have a 60-day money-back guarantee, official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation, all these other accolades. We were the QVC product concept of the year. Those are just bonuses, and they don't mean anything unless the pillow actually worked. But the pillow worked, and then all these other things are just great to have, to be confident that when you get the My Pillow, you have nothing to worry about because it will work for you.
A lot of companies, Carrier most recently in the news, Nestle, Nabisco, is it? I guess the Oreos, they go offshore, right, to save a penny or two. And a lot of the work in what you're doing with the pillows, a lot of that kind of work is done in China and all over the place. Why have you chosen to say nope, USA, Minnesota, keeping it here?
Well, it's where I came from. I was turned down for 7 years, and I did little shows, home shows and fairs throughout Midwest here. One of my first state fairs was in North Dakota at the North Dakota State Fair. It was my first state fair. And I just wanted to keep the workers here, keep the product here, the Made in America. I wouldn't have this opportunity, the way our country's heading, where we're making everything overseas and stuff, it's not heading in a good direction. And look what I've done with my pillow. Anybody that says you can't do it here is wrong. I have 750 employees now that this is their full-time job. And every part of my pillow is made here in the United States. Well, I'm on a big shopping channel, one of the biggest. Everybody knows which one it is. And I'm one of the few products that can say, if not the only product, that can say 100% made in the USA. That's out of millions thousands of products. And it's kind of sad that our industries have been, just to save a dollar and, our export or, making all their stuff over there, or they're bringing in shirts and sewing a button on them and saying they're made here or whatever they do. And it's really sad.
It is indeed. Have you got a couple more minutes to stay through the break, or do you need to jump?
No, I'm fine. I can.
All right, hang tight. We'll finish this conversation on the other side of the break. We're having a great chat with Mike Lindell, the founder, the inventor, the main man behind My Pillow. Stay tuned for more after a short timeout, folks. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Peter Pomonas talking about how you can take personal responsibility for reducing alcohol-related crashes and fatalities.
people need to understand what they're drinking so they can make that right decision, especially when it comes to driving home after being at an establishment. For instance, a 16-ounce craft beer is actually two drinks, or Long Island tea is equivalent to 3 to 5 drinks. Margarita, 2 to 3 drinks. The only thing your body needs to recover and sober up is time. So depending on your weight, it takes about 3 hours to eliminate every 2 drinks consumed. The bottom line is people need to know their limits and have a plan. Get a designated driver, plan to take a cab, and just think ahead.
For more tips on responsible alcohol consumption, visit the NDSC's Responsible Beverage Server webpage at ndsc.org/RBS.
When I need a fill, I head for PetroServe USA. When I'm a little hungry, I head for PetroServe USA. You should, too, under the red, white, and blue, helping America fuel better at PetroServe USA stores near you. All month long, some great specials on Deli Express egg salad, tuna salad, or chicken salad, $2.29 each. Got a sweet tooth? Me, too. Rice Krispie Treats, 79 cents each. King-size candy bars, M&M's, Snickers, all 79 cents. Or king-size salted nut rolls, just 89 cents each. Plus, check out some really cool North Dakota and Minnesota hoodies, just $14.99 each. Jack Link's original and teriyaki jerky's $4.29 a bag, too. And all day, every day, Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, 2 cookies, 4 items for $4 at PetroServe USA. Helping America feel better by connecting our North Dakota farm fields to North Dakota oil fields at PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The inventor of My Pillow is here with us, folks. On What's on Your Mind? Talk about it often on the program, about the product and how much we care for our listeners. Want you to get a better night's sleep. Want you to have better health. And, of course, right directly connected to your health is your sleep. So that's why we talk often about it. We have a deal exclusive for our listeners, the 4-for-1 deal, the classic 4-pack combo, only $99.98. You receive 2 classic pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $160. And the 2-for-1 deal on the premium pillows is also still available. So check that deal out as well. And you have a growing roster of products, Mike. First of all, on these travel pillows, just talk a little bit about the go-anywhere pillows, because it's the same thing, just a little smaller and easier to travel with, right?
Yeah, those are, you know, you can, what I use those on my travels, too, is I'll use them right on top of the hotel pillow if I'm going to stay with relatives. You know, we got If you're over your relatives, you can put it right on top of their pillow. You kind of turn any pillow into a My Pillow, and so it's not just using it for lumbar support or for the airplanes or cars or, but they're really handy when the in the cars and the planes. But I put it right on top of another pillow because a lot of times you can't have enough room to bring your big pillow with you.
I hear the mattress topper's going over well too, huh?
Yeah, that's I've got the mattress topper, and that changes any bed. That gives you great delta sleep, and the where the pillow gives you the REM sleep, and but this the delta sleep is your body doing its healing, and your people that have lower back problems and stuff. What it does is I've got my patented fill in a solid form and a polyfoam, and then I've my support foam, and then I've got a. It's a phase change material on there that actually changes your body, gets you in the right temperature for you as an individual to get into that delta sleep. And if people don't know what delta sleep is, you can look it up, and it's very important to your it's your non-REM sleep, and that's very important to your sleep also. And I even have I've got these new Giza sheets, pillowcases, everything I make. That has to do with sleep is a problem solution. I'm not just inventing it to make money. I figure if it helps people, it's going to, there's so many products in this country are made for just they'll return this much of it, and it's just all about the money. I'm about people, helping people, and about your health, and that's what works, and that's what My Pillow is all about.
Why do you think My Pillow resonates with so many people? Why is this product taken off like it has?
Well, number one, because, it works, and it's word of mouth, and that's why radio, like right now, Scott, with you, radio is our biggest, leg right now, and it has been, and I still do shows like we used to do shows, but I noticed back when I was doing home shows and fairs and stuff is people like telling people about an amazing product that's actually, because it affects every part of your life that, sleep does. And there's never been anything out there that works like My Pillow does before this. And so. Just like you on the radio, you're telling you people trust other people. They trust their hearing their experience. We've been lied to in advertising for so long, and just to sell the products. And I just think it's because it fills such a hole in this market. I was laughed at back when I invented My Pillow. Everybody said, you're not going to get a patent on a pillow. A pillow is a pillow is a pillow. Well, no, it's not. And what I did when I invented it, I thought, well, what are my problems I'm having? And if I solve my problems, I found out everybody else had the same problems. I don't flip flop anymore all night. I don't wake up with a neck ache or a headache or my arm asleep. And I think it solves such a big problem solution product. I think that's the biggest reason My Pillow is one of the fastest growing companies in the country right now. I mean, we're making 30,000 pillows a day, and it's just every pillow that goes off that line, my employees are so happy because they know it's going to go help someone just like it helped them when they come to work for me. That's the first thing I do is give them a pillow because they're happier coming to work. They feel better. It seems like they miss less work. They're more productive, and it's just a great when you can get great sleep and feel good the next day.
It's a great American story. We're glad you're sharing it. Love having you on the program and also talking about your product, giving our listeners a chance at that 4-for-1 deal, the 4-pack combo for 4 pillows for under $100. It's unbelievable. 2 classic pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $160. It's only $99.98 when you call 800-506-9028 or go to mypillow.com and use the promo code Scott. Thanks, Mike. Good catching up with you. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Scott. It's always good to be on the radio with you.
You as well. Great great story. Love hearing it. Can't hear it enough. It's wonderful. There's always hope, folks. Anybody out there that's struggling with anything, you could be the next Mike Lindell. It's pretty amazing. We have an Amber Alert we have to pass along before we leave you today. Last evening at 8:11 p.m., Amy Marie Messerly, believed to have been abducted or otherwise endangered, described as a Native American female, 15 years old, brown hair, brown eyes. And she may be with Larry Marlin Fox, who may be driving a silver 2004 Cadillac CTS, North Dakota license plate KPE228. Described Larry Fox as a Native American male with brown hair, brown eyes, 40 years of age, 6 feet tall, approximately 330 pounds, tattoos on the chest, left hand, and neck. The vehicle last seen traveling southbound on Highway 37 south of Parshall at about 11 p.m. last night. If you have any information concerning this incident and or the whereabouts of this child, call 3 Affiliated Tribes Police immediately at 701-627-3617. 701-627-3617. An Amber Alert today. We leave you with. All right, my friends, we're out of time. God bless you one and all. Thanks for listening to What's On Your Mind. Remember, we'll take your calls, questions, comments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 855-200-1776, extension 1.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.